Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas, let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. Welcome to day 412. Stormy Daniels is suing Donald Trump for failing to sign the non-disclosure agreement that prevented her from discussing their intimate relationship. NBC News says both Daniels and Trump's attorney Michael Cohen signed the agreement, but Trump never did. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, filed a civil suit with the Los Angeles Superior Court Tuesday night seeking to void the 2016 hush agreement, as it's referred to in the suit. Next, the New York Times says George Nader, former Trump aide and advisor to the United Arab Emirates, is cooperating with the special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller is looking at how foreign money may have influenced Trump's political activities and whether Nader funneled money from the UAE to support Trump's political efforts. Nader testified last week to a grand jury. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is suing California over the state's so-called sanctuary laws. The New York Times is reporting that the Justice Department claims California's immigration policies are unconstitutional and make it impossible for federal immigration authorities to do their jobs, which includes deporting criminals who are in the United States illegally. Justice Department officials have asked a judge to block California's sanctuary laws. Next, Politico says Donald Trump tweet-blamed Presidents George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama for the U.S. trade deficits and the loss of manufacturing jobs over the last 30 years. Quote, from Bush 1 to present, Trump tweeted, our country has lost more than 55,000 factories, 6 million manufacturing jobs, and accumulated trade deficits of more than $12 trillion, end quote. A Ball State University study suggests that automation, not moving jobs to China or Mexico, has been the major driver of job loss, and that the decade between 2000 and 2010 marked the largest decline in U.S. manufacturing jobs. From 1994, the year NAFTA went into effect, to 2000, U.S. manufacturing jobs increased, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And finally, the New York Times, Axios, and Politico are reporting that Trump is telling his staff that he wants to sign a presidential proclamation tomorrow to set his steel and aluminum tariffs in motion. Sarah Huckabee Sanders clarified that the White House plans to announce tariffs by the end of this week. European Union officials, meanwhile, pledged to place tariffs on an array of American-made goods if Trump follows through on his plan to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. And the latest Politico poll shows Trump trailing a generic Democratic candidate in 2020 by about 8 points, 44% to 36%. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Democrats unveiled a $1 trillion infrastructure plan that would be financed by reversing two-thirds of the GOP tax bill. And 2. Ben Carson removed the promise of inclusive and discrimination-free communities from the Housing and Urban Development's mission statement. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.